I'm not sure I know what's going on with Mother Nature. This morning in the middle of July, the temperature was a bone-chilling 6 degrees. We are not accustomed to having to wear fall clothing in the middle of our usually hot summer mornings. We love to get up with the birds and enjoy a few cups of coffee on the deck before we gear up to work, but this year the opportunities to do that early in the morning have been very few and far between. I'm also a little skeptical at putting any iota of confidence in our weather specialists who seem to change the forecast more often than they change their underwear. What a difference a few days makes. On the weekend, the forecast for Sunday morning was supposed to be 9 degrees, not too much warmer than this particular Monday morning I'm writing this. When I got up shortly after 8 a.m. on Sunday, I was pleasantly surprised that it was sunny and warm and 14 degrees. Those few cups of Java went down nicely as we gazed at the lake. I also noticed recently that some of the poplar trees are changing color and I'm not sure why, whether it is seasonal aging or from too much moisture. Whatever the reason being, it's too early for fall to come this soon. Do you hear me, Mother Nature? One thing is for sure, we absolutely don't have any control over external weather. An optimist at its finest once said, "Sunshine is delicious, rain is refreshing, wind braces us up, snow is exhilarating. There is really no such thing as bad weather, only different kinds of good weather." John Ruskin. I admire the chutzpah in this guy, because just as much as his statement is true, the weather one enjoys is not necessarily a favorite to others. It's just like beauty, it's in the eye of the beholder. When all is said and done, the weather and love are the two elements about which one can never be sure. Alice Hoffman. Mother Nature can't please everyone all the time, so I guess we need to learn to embrace it. Here are a few more quotes to contemplate. The storm starts, when the drops start dropping. When the drops stop dropping, then the storm starts stopping. Dr. Seuss. Just for the record, the weather today is calm and sunny, but the air is full of bullshit. Chuck Palahniuk. I've found that it's of some help to think of one's moods and feelings about the world as being similar to weather, in the same way that one really has to accept the weather. One has to accept how one feels about life sometimes. Today is a really crap day, is a perfectly realistic approach. It's all about finding a kind of mental umbrella. There's nothing I can do about it, but sit it out. But the sun may well come out tomorrow, and when it does I shall take full advantage. Stephen Fry. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.